is about social emotional learning, as is commonly called as SEL, which is more important after the pandemic, where we take care of not only our social emotional learning and understanding, but we also implement the same into our curriculum and into our classroom to promote the social emotional understanding and learning strategies to make our students control the way they behave, the way they think, way they act and do their day-to-day curriculum and activities, so that they can control themselves, they can have better emotional and social availability and processing of their emotions and so on. So what is SEL? SEL is a social emotional learning. According to one of the very established 20-year experience organization called CASEL, as in Collaborative for Academic Social Emotional Learning, had done extensive research and has come up with several resources that will be made available to you on their website or through our platform. Now, there are five major established components that has been highlighted for social and emotional learning. Number one, self-awareness. Number two, self-management. Number two is social awareness and relationship skills is number four. And lastly, the responsible decision making. These five major components are highlighted. Now, where all this emerges and where do these components act upon? They are frequently used in our communities, in our schools, in our caregiving and in families and in classrooms. So when we learn about the self-control, self-awareness, self-management and relationship skills, we impact it in a very big way by making responsible decisions. Now, when we make decisions across all these areas of community, schools, caregiving and classroom like areas, we are empowering ourselves into making social and emotional learning. Now, with that said, how do you want to take control of these components? How do you promote social emotional learning? So there is a step-by-step guide where you'd first find the indicators of your school-wide social emotional learning. Then you have to find the equity-based social emotional learning. And there is a criteria to see what are the indicators and what will be the emotional areas or social emotional learning that you need to implement at your school site. So this is a very detailed research-based learning and understanding how to bring social emotional learning into your school district. So let me talk more and give you an overview of social emotional learning on these five components that we just discussed. So when you are doing this program, it is very organized. You have to go to their website, create your profile for the school or your district. There is rubric and planner. There is walkthrough protocols and there is staff family partner surveys, which will help you be organized and determine how you are doing your progress, what is helping you and what is helping you progress towards your social emotional learning. The other essential part of having a foundational team is to have the place where we will take the meetings consistently taking place every month. Say, for example, what are the plans? What is the agenda? What is the way we are going to build a routine in order for the social emotional learning team to meet up? Now, planning and organizing productive meeting is the key
for making the entire SEL program successful at your campus. You have the sample meeting checklist and the teaming meeting agenda list and certain documents provided to you so that you can successfully build a strong team with organized meetings, agendas, and the know and the meeting team members and how to do and what to do and what not to perform and what to perform, what to complete, what are self-assessment tools. It's all available to you so that you can record what is your SEL team doing at school level. Thus, what is important here is to have a meeting, is to have a maintenance of that team so that we can have regular voting on important issues, seek a wider group discussion and input from the stakeholders like students, family, parents, and the partner organizations. This way, it is regularly able to function effectively, collect data, and show improvement and the functionality of social-emotional learning team at the school level. So this potentially covers the entire team setup for, it will be a duration of at least 1 month that you will be able to take in the SEL foundations for forming a team, putting up the paperwork together, see who's going to be leading, who is going to be in the student team lead, who's going to be a teacher, or who's going to be leading the entire SEL team. So it will be a foundational work of at least around 1 month for you to get started with SEL.